Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. So today I thought it would be a good idea for us to sort of pause and reflect on 2011, since we're running into the end of 2011, and just sort of recap a little bit of what's transpired and the effects on rural Minnesota. So, you know, a lot's happened.
Yeah, well, I think probably the two big things, especially for rural Minnesota, the legislative shutdown.
Yeah.
The whole legislative session from January to the end of June, and then the subsequent shutdown, and then basically the economy.
Yeah.
And its effects on rural Minnesota in a negative way in everything except agriculture.
Right. And thankfully, because I think in many parts of rural Minnesota, because the ag economy has remained quite vibrant, quite strong, it's maybe propped up the economy a little better than had it been the other way around.
Yeah, I think it's been pretty well established that, you know, by now that the ag economy is what has kept the Minnesota economy fairly afloat, doing a little better than other states through all of this. It's really been quite remarkable the amount of money that's been flowing in and how well our producers have been doing this year.
It is also somewhat encouraging that some of the other numbers unrelated to the ag sector have started to turn the corner, it appears. Now, it might be a little early to make any bold predictions, but it seems like some things are starting to change.
Right. Well, the unemployment rate has been looking good for most of the year, but we're also seeing just an uptick in optimism in areas, especially like manufacturing, where at the beginning of the year, manufacturers were really saying, this looks like it's going to be better, and we're going to be increasing orders, and I think for the most part, that's held true.
Yeah. So that can obviously be very good for rural Minnesota as well. Getting back to the issue of the state government shutdown, I'm not sure that we have really fully realized all the ripple effects of this yet, but it certainly costs some extra money for the state, which seems kind of counterintuitive, but it costs extra money, actually, to have the state shut down.
Yeah, and I think it really depends on who you talk to. There are a lot of construction companies that had contracts to do road work that said they lost a lot of money during that. There were many state employees that had to go on unemployment for those 3 weeks while that was going on. I think beyond the monetary cost, though, I think there was very much an attitude cost towards the whole political process in this state. Unfortunately, we've always kind of considered ourselves a little above average to the rest of the country, so I think it all made us a little sad to see that the same kind of digging in, you know, mentality had struck here, too, and I think everyone was just kind of disappointed.
Well, we don't know really the full effects of that in terms of the politics until the next election, and that'll be very interesting in 2012. Thanks, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you in 2012.